Compliments and warm regards, Odyssey compatriots. We appreciate you joining us for the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. I'm Bob, producer of the Odyssey Adventure Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Adventures in Odyssey Clubhouse Magazine. Those were a lot of big words there, Bob. For a second, I thought we had Eugene here in the studio.
Well, I spent some time over the Christmas break paging through a thesaurus. It's a hobby.
Cool. Or should I say... Neato.
So, allow me to point out that arising soon on the podcast, we'll be talking to the first winner of the John Avery Whittaker Award.
Right, but first, here's the latest news. Candid Conversations with Connie, A Girl's Guide to Entertainment, Body Image, and Social Media is available now.
This is the third Candid Conversations book, and you can check it out now on our website or at your local Christian bookstore.
And what's going on in the club, Bob?
Well, we're continuing unabated with our relentless release of Album 60, Head Over Heels. Today, we're releasing episode number 5, which is part 1 of Between the Lines. It features the return of Witt's daughter, Jana, and more with Wooten and Penny.
And isn't there something else happening in the club? A talent show?
Ah, yes. In keeping with the theme of an upcoming club adventure, we're inviting all Odyssey fans to create video clips showcasing their unique talents. A number of them will be featured in the club. The deadline is January 17th.
Oh, I'm so glad we're doing this. Because I have a unique talent to share. Are you ready?
I'm overwrought with anticipation.
Great. Okay. Let's see. I got my hula hoops and a unicycle.
Can I help you with something?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I've been practicing. And my wit costume. Okay. How about a little dramatic music? Ta-da! What do you think?
Wow. That was... Wow.
I know.
I don't think the thesaurus has a word for that one, Jess.
Thanks.
If you have a talent to share, serious or silly, head to witsend.org or the club's bonus section to find out more.
Okay, so now it's time to talk about the John Avery Whittaker Award. This award was created to honor those who impact the faith of those around them, just like Witt impacts the people in Odyssey.
We received hundreds of nominations, and our grand prize winner, Eldon Babcock, was announced last month.
Eldon's prize was a package of more than $500 worth of Focus on the Family resources. Plus, his name will be engraved on a plaque in the Welcome Center here at Focus on the Family.
Yeah, Eldon was nominated by his daughter, Jolene, and she told us all about her dad's amazing heart for Jesus.
And Bob, I think you had an opportunity to talk with our new friends, so over to you.
Well, we have Jolene and Eldon on the line. Eldon, congratulations on being the very first John Avery Whittaker Award winner.
Thank you.
And it's because,
thank you very much.
It's because he's so verbose that we wanted to make sure Jolene only had 30 words or less. But you're allowed to use as many as you like.
I could jump in there for my dad. I know he's just so excited and encouraged to be part of this and to be able to share life and ministry.
Well, we were really blessed by what you had to share about him. Both of you, you could decide who wants to run and jump in here first, but are you regular listeners to Adventures in Odyssey?
I think Adventures in Odyssey started in 1987 or somewhere in there, and my kids were half grown up by the time they started. But my grandkids have listened to it, and my sister, who was a school teacher, she listened to it all the time. She just loved it. So, you know, so that's kind of interesting. I've listened to the program on the radio a lot, you know, as we travel in the car and so forth. So that's where my connection comes with it.
How about you, Jolene? What role has the show played in your life?
Well, I have three boys who are now 10, 17, and 23. But I really believe my 17-year-old was the most impacted. When he was about 8 or 9 years old, we would listen to Adventures in Odyssey in the car as we were driving from place to place. And I still remember fondly, you know, getting home and him saying, well, no, we can't go in the house yet. It's not over. And we'd sit in the car outside and finish the show before we headed inside. And, you know, I really believe the biblical characteristics of wisdom and honesty and grace and love shaped Daniel's character as a young boy and continue now to stick with him as he's growing up.
Now, so how did you hear about the John Avery Whittaker Award?
That's kind of funny. I was actually scrolling through Facebook, and I saw the ad, and it was kind of late at night. But I was thinking, as soon as I saw it, I thought of my dad, and I thought, yeah, you know, my dad exhibits the characteristics of John Avery Whittaker. He loves kids, and he's influenced their lives in so many ways as a chapel speaker at Christian camps, and then with his storytelling, because he's a great storyteller, he has some puppets named Kenny and Harry that we have all come to love. And And his grandkids beg him to bring every Christmas and holiday. They make sure Grandpa knows he needs to bring Kenny and Harry with him so that they can hear the stories that Grandpa has to tell. So as I thought about my dad, I thought, you know, really, he exemplifies those godly characteristics so well. So I just quickly wrote down what I thought. I didn't plan it ahead or anything. I just wrote it out and was so excited to hear that he had been chosen.
Well, as a gentleman who obviously cares about kids and is a grandfather, the culture is a very different place now than when you were growing up as a young Christian, isn't it?
Yes, very correct. Yes, with all these iPods and iPads and iTunes, that's quite a change of how we need to reach out to people, and that's why we have got involved in working with Camping Sticks and developed a ministry, actually, so that we can reach young people and kids with these kinds of things. So that's another avenue that we work with and find it very effective.
Well, tell us a little bit about these sticks. Can you give us a visual?
Yes. The visual would be that they are made out of white poplar, which is native wood to Canada, and then we take them and drill holes in the handle or in the end and put leather beads with the five color beads on them and attach a gospel story to it and then share the gospel. We say to kids or people going by, hey, would you like a hiking stick? And of course, who doesn't want a hiking stick? And then they say, well, we say for a couple minutes of your time you can have this stick. There's nothing on them. That's why they're called wordless. And kids can take them and color on them, and churches can use them for whatever purposes they want. But we find that what we have done with this stick is we have created a new way of putting the scripture verse on it through medallions and stickers. And so the kids love it because they get the story and they get the stick and they go home happy as a little toad in a puddle.
Well, story is a huge part of what makes Adventures in Odyssey a success. Now, Jolene, now you're no stranger to story. You write stories for Camping Stick Kids. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Dad and I were talking about this today, and he was reminding me about how I started telling stories very early on, and that at the very beginning, when I was 3, 4, and 5 years old, my stories were usually not true stories. I was a little bit of a liar. And when I turned 7, I went forward at like a big church service and received Jesus Christ as my Savior because I knew that I had sinned, that I had, you know, that I was a liar and I was even a thief. I'd stolen something from a grocery store when I was about 5 years old. And I just knew that weighed on me, even as a little girl. So I received Christ, and a little white-haired lady with bright blue eyes shared the wordless story with me with the five colors. And she gave me the little book that went with that. And my mom says she still remembers seeing me out on the hill behind our house with all my stuffed animals, telling them the story and leading them all to Christ. And I would lead them all to Christ every day.
And she would tell them, like, golds for heaven, blacks for sin, reds for the blood of Christ, whites for purity, cleanliness, and greens for spiritual growth. She maybe didn't tell it quite that simple, but in her childhood way, she told that.
And that's where my storytelling really started, and my love not only of stories, but of the gospel story and of Jesus has sort of been the thread through all of my storytelling.
Jolene, you told us that there's a story behind your childhood summers in Arlington Beach. You want to tell us about that?
Well, I was thinking about this the other day because Adventures in Odyssey is such a fantastic, wonderful little town that you just wish you could visit. And when you hear the stories and you hear about the characters in the town, you just wish you could be there. And the closest thing for me is Arlington Beach. And this is the Christian campground where I grew up every single summer. And as a pastor's kid, my dad was a pastor. I don't know if we mentioned that at the beginning or not, but as a pastor's kid, we moved a lot, and so my home was not always the same.
I was a church planter.
Yeah, so every 3-4 years, we would move. But we had a cabin, and Grandma and Grandpa had a cabin, and many of our friends and church friends had cabins or brought their trailers out to Arlington Beach every summer. And so Arlington was the place that was always the same. And there's a snack shack that kind of reminded me of the sweet shop that Whit had, and there's, you know, characters and people that I could mention that I knew them so well, and I knew their cabins, and I knew their kids. And when we go back there, even now, I mean, here I am almost 50 years old. And when I went back a few years ago, I mean, they're all still there. And those who've gone on to heaven, you know, their grandkids are there. So it's a place of really good memories. And it's a place that reminds me in its characteristics, maybe not its appearance, but of Adventures in Odyssey and of the little town.
Eldon, anything you want to add to that?
Well, other than the fact it continues on, in fact, I've had opportunity to speak at the family camp there, which runs, you know, it's a fairly large camp, family camp. And I was walking with my suitcase that I carry the puppets in, and the camp director said, "He's going to do a puppet show." And he said, "I remember as a kid sitting in the pew and he would do a puppet show, and that's what he's going to do again today." You know, and so here are his grandkids are sitting in the audience and hearing the puppet show. Kenny always starts off by saying, "Hi, my name is Kenny." And I say, "Oh, Kenny." "No, not old Kenny, just Kenny." And then, you know, the kids chuckle. And then he goes on to say, "Yeah, do you want to hear a story?" And then he'll maybe make a smart crack about what kind of story. And I'll say, "No, Kenny, this is a church group. You've got to tell a Christian story." "Oh, these are all Christians? Well, what about the non-Christians?" You know, and then that's, his voice goes on like that. Then he tells a story like, "Hey, do you want to hear about Jonah and the whale?" You know, that kind of stuff. And then after he does his couple little skits, Harry's the bad guy, and he comes out and he goes, "Hi, my name's Harry." And I said, "Harry?" "Yeah, I'm Awful Harry." You know, and he'll say, I said, "Well, how come you're Awful Harry?" "Well, can't you tell by my hair? It's all messed up, and it's just all messed up, and I'm Awful Harry." And then the kids see how Harry is, and then his hand, my hand comes out, of course, and he waves at the kids, and he says, "Hi, kids, how are you all doing?" And they, you know, talk back, and then he'll ask him a couple questions like, "Hi, how old are you?" And I'll say, "Well, you're 16. "No, I'm not. I'm 35. And I said, "No, you're not." You know, and then he tells different stories, and then he gets all mixed up in his stories. And then I'll have him sing, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder, where are you, star? Where'd you go?" And, you know, and then the kids will say, "No, no, no, you got to get back on track." You know, so when you get the audience participation coming back at the puppets, that's kind of fun. "So Kenny's this kind of voice, and Harry's this kind of voice." So kids just love to hear the story. In Arlington Beach, I've had many opportunities to, I directed the waterfront program there for 10 years, and was one of the directors for a while. And it's just great to see God reaching out to kids that need the gospel, and that's what it's all about.
Okay, as we bring this in for a landing, what advice would you give to others about how to be a John Avery Whittaker in someone else's life?
You know, Bob, if I can say this, of course, one would be to be definitely authentic and be genuine and to be yourself and let people know that you love the Lord, because people want to see the joy of the Lord in your life and want you to be authentic. And that's one of the things that my wife and I are encouraging, that we can give examples of authentic Christians in today's world. And we were seeing that kids that are 30 and younger, 40 and younger, don't always have those examples. And so we've been looking for examples of people that we can talk to and say, "Hey, you need to talk to this person. They're authentic. They really know the Lord." And in order to do that, then we try to equip them with materials and so forth and so forth, but so that they will understand that you can have a lot of fun as a Christian, and there's a lot of questions, and a lot of people don't have answers, but the simple answer comes right back to Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but through him. And if I may give you one quick story.
Sure.
When I was planting a church over in Sherwood, Oregon, a young man of 18 years old, his name was Chris, we'll call him that because that's what his name is, he came to the church because of a friend, and our church was only a few weeks old at the time. But three weeks later, he came to my house and wanted to know about what this Jesus was all about. And I was able to lead him to the Lord. And then he told me his story of how that a few weeks earlier, he had started running down a path, fell off a cliff, and got caught in the rocks and didn't fall all the way down 150 feet. He was picked off the cliff with a helicopter. And so he said, "God spared my life for something." And so then he came and found Christ. And I discipled him over 5 years. Every week, once a week, we would meet. And then he started discipling others. And, Bob, the beautiful thing is this, that later he fell in love with a gal. He called me and said, because I no longer was living in Sherwood. And he said, "Will you do our wedding?" And I said, "I'd love to do your wedding." And so I did his wedding. They have four beautiful girls now. They attend a strong church there in the Sherwood area. And the exciting thing for me, Bob, is that Chris is now on our board of directors for Camping Sticks. And, you know, so, and he's one of our major supporters and sponsors. And he's a businessman. He and his dad own a business there in Oregon. And I thought, well, wow, you know, that's what it's all about. And so if you want to be a John Avery Whitaker person, live the life of Christ before your fellow man and let them know that Jesus is the answer. And I get emotional about that because, truthfully, God has let me talk to thousands, and, that, and that's not an exaggeration, of people to come to know Christ. And so to be a John Avery Whitaker, just be yourself, let people know you love the Lord, and have fun doing it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny listening to you talk. I think in America, especially, we can be under the impression that everyone has had access to the gospel. Everybody's at some point or another heard the gospel. But I think what I'm hearing through you is that sometimes they don't really hear it until they hear it from someone who's living it with love and with integrity. And that's the kind of life you've lived. And that is why Jolene nominated you for this award. And I'm so glad that you won it.
Well, thank you. We are too. It's a real honor.
Jolene, any final thoughts about your dad and about this award?
Well, I'm just glad to hear him talking and sharing his story. It's such a blessing to me, and I am just so grateful. Thank you so much for honoring my dad, and I pray that it will really be an encouragement to not just adults but boys and girls who will just hear the story and know that they really can grow up to be amazing men and women for Jesus.
Well, it has been a pleasure getting to meet both of you, and I know that I speak on behalf of our listeners that we're proud of you, and we're very glad that you took time to enter and to share your story with us.
Thank you so much.
Ah, that was great. I feel like Eldon could be Witt's long-lost brother.
Indubitably.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us on the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation to Focus on the Family. Feel free to visit us online at witsend.org/podcast or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY.
You can join the club or find out more about that talent show on the website, too. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.